It's time for the Phenology Show. Phenology is the rhythmic biological nature of events as they relate to climate. And though what we're experiencing is not climate, it is weather, and it has had a marked effect on phenology. And I'm going to start with probably the most confusing event that I have had to deal with in my many, many years of keeping track of records here. And that is the presence of a refreeze of my lake. So Crooked Lake went out on the 12th or the 11th of March, which was the earliest by like 12 days. The previous earliest was in 2012 when it went out on the 24th of March. So the lake opened up on the 12th of March this year, and everything looked pretty good. And it was open until last Thursday or Friday. And I can't be absolutely positive because there is a nesting eagle between me and the lake, and I don't walk down that trail past her nest because I don't want to upset her, make her feel nervous. So I have to make a kind of a roundabout trip along the edge of a swamp, and going is, it's okay for a guy my age, but, you know, it's not as easy as I'd like it to be. But I went down there anyway on Saturday, and I looked at the lake, and all but a tiny portion of one shore was iced over. Nice, clear ice. It kind of was enticing. Like, I was thinking, I wonder if I could go out there and skate. And then I thought, you know, I can't really get to the landing where I get on the lake because of the eagle's nest, so I'll just have to put it off until next fall. But it does present me with this problem because now the lake is iced over again. Now, do I call that ice out on the 12th? Does that remain? Or do I have another ice out this year? And I guess what I do in the fall is I'll have the lake, I'll have ice in, and then it'll open back up, and I'll make notes about it opening back up, and then I put it back when it does freeze for the winter. Then I put that in as ice in, and I kind of, anybody sorting through my notes would have to kind of watch for that. And so here's what I've written about the snow that we got and the ice that's on the lake right now. And I was talking to Dallas Hudson last night, and I read this to him, and he was like, that about sums it up. So here's what I wrote. I said, a spring storm has moved into the state. It began on Saturday night with a light dusting. Today, Monday, it continues. The snow is fine-grained and has accumulated to a depth of about 7 inches. We have enjoyed bare ground and warm temps up until late last week. Now the lakes have put back a blanket of new ice, and many birds are wondering why they chose to come north. In truth, I have only seen one robin and no red-winged blackbirds. So the robin that I saw was also on the 12th of March, which made it the earliest by 4 days. But I haven't seen a robin since, and I know there are a few around. Dallas told me there were 5 or 6 huddled under a tree in Akeley yesterday. Some robins are in the area, but they are hunkered down. They are in these flocks. They're looking for fruit right now, because if you look outside, finding an angleworm today would be a real tough task. Some of them may have gone back south. Some are probably hunkered down near you and are waiting for the weather to change. But for instance, my average return of my red-winged blackbirds is the 25th of March, and that has come and gone. And now, I'm on the later side of average. I would have said, 2 weeks ago, I would have said, this is going to be the earliest spring ever. And in terms of ice out, it was. But now ice is back in, and in terms of robins, it was almost the earliest spring ever for robins, but now they're gone, or they're certainly held in abeyance, and there are not more robins pouring into the area as we speak. You can count on that. Those robins that are in the area are probably pretty unhappy that they made the decision to come north. So my lake, Crooked Lake, which is small, 70 acres and about 25 feet deep, froze back in. Art Norton lives on McGuire Lake over by Warba. His lake froze back in. McKinney Lake was frozen back over this past weekend. So there are plenty of lakes probably in your area as well that maybe were open a week ago and are now ice covered again. And I guess what we need to do, those phenologists among us, we will have to just include that kind of data in our notes that the ice was off and now it's back on. I don't know if you happen to notice it, but last Thursday, there were sun dogs circling. Well, they were one on the left and one on the right of the sun at about 5 in the afternoon. Typically, we are in a season now where sun dogs are a little bit hard to form because the sun is so much higher in the sky. And the sun angle and the angle of the suspended ice particles that create the sun dogs has to be at about 22.5 degrees. And when that doesn't happen, or when that angle isn't achieved, you don't get sun dogs. So the fact that there were some sun dogs there tells me that there was something about the low angle, 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and something about there being a little bit of ice in the sky. And that was sort of the precursor to this snow that we're suffering through right now. Speaking of the snow, yesterday at about 5 in the afternoon, I took my rain gauge in and because it had stopped snowing and I had shoveled my sidewalk and a little bit of the deck, and I grabbed the rain gauge and brought it in and melted down the snow that was in it, and it came out to 68 hundredths of an inch, almost 7/10 of an inch of water in that 7 inches of snow. So, and we got another inch of snow down this morning on top of that 7. So probably another 10th of an inch of water in there. We're closing in probably on nearly an inch of moisture in that rain and snow that we got. Well, snow, it all fell as snow here. There may have been some rain in some areas. A week ago on Tuesday, while I was out with the students and doing, I did two different walks that day. Red elderberry, I found red elderberry buds that were open. I found silver maple that were in flower. I found speckled alders in flower. These are all 312. Or not 312. Let's see. It would have been 319. All of those were, well, for instance, a speckled alder. Average date for pollen on the speckled alders is the 3rd of April. The earliest was the 18th of March in 2012. And last year, it was not the latest ever, but it was the 11th of April before we had pollen last year. And the year before that, 2022, it was the 14th of April before we had pollen. And in the case of hazel, the American and beaked hazels both had flowers that were open. If you looked very, very carefully, the first flowers were beginning to open. The first female flowers were beginning to open on the hazels this past week on the 19th. The average for that is April 10th. And the earliest was March 18th in 2012. So we missed being the earliest by one day. And the latest, the 28th of April in 2022 and again in 2013. So some of those plants had flowered And those flowers are probably just held in stasis right now. A week ago, the aspen flowers, the male flowers on the aspens, you could see the flower heads. They had not yet bloomed, but you could see that they were there inside that furry gray covering. Remember, the aspen flowers look like big pussy willows, and they're getting bigger, and they are on the verge of flowering, but not yet, and it'll probably be a while yet before they do flower. I saw my first chipmunk on the 24th. I saw it on the on Thursday the 21st. It was Thursday the 21st. I saw my first chipmunk. The average is the 11th of April the latest is the 11th of April in 2018, and the average is the 24th of March. And so I beat my average by about 3 days on that one. I still haven't seen one at my house. This one was running across the road in front of me along the way to my house out on the river road. I had the usual assortment of woodpeckers coming to my feeder, the downy, the hairy, the red-bellied, and the pileated, all coming to the suet. I've got a pair of starlings that are coming to the suet as well, just a pair. And I have goldfinches by the dozens. A friend of mine, Kyle Pearson, lives out northwest Grand Rapids, and he had a flock of about 200 red poles at his feeder. And this is the time of year when the red poles are definitely going to flock up and get ready to move to the south. I had my first junco on Sunday, and my average date for first juncos is March 31st. So a little bit early this year, but only a single bird. I have not seen any other birds, any other juncos. I quickly put out some millet for it, and I hope that it finds it and eats it. It seems like of the birds that are there, the goldfinches and the chickadees and the nuthatches, they don't care for the millet. So maybe the junco will get a chance to eat some of the millet that's out there for them. I hope so. Right in the middle of the snowstorm on Sunday, a pair of trumpeter swans came out of the snow and flew over the house. It was pretty spectacular. Those white birds in that gray-white sky just kind of appearing out of the gloom and then sailing over the house. Probably they had been on the lake and now were getting off the lake because there was no open water there anymore. And the bald eagle that is nesting along the way to the lake is hunkered down. I saw her yesterday just for an instant as her head came up and she kind of glanced around and then tucked back in. And I don't blame her for sitting tight, and I hope that she gets through this period okay. Her chicks would be just about a week or 10 days away from hatching, so they're very close. And I hope that she can persevere through this nasty weather and make a go of it. Last year, late snowstorm and a cold flash in April wiped out the babies, and mom and pop were not successful a year ago in raising their young. So I'm hoping that this year will go differently, and this weather certainly isn't very helpful for that. That's our Phenology Show for this week. If you have comments, questions, or observations you'd like to share, please get in touch with us. We'd love to hear from you.